the public has not been paying attention to the low levels of chemicals that are in our environment and the immediate effects on public health. Oil industry and the commercial fishing industry and the starting of the tourist industry, you know, because the one industry has such a huge potential to really put the other two completely out. And that is, of course, what happened on March 24th, 1989. It was, I call it the environmental 9/11. That was our generation's sort of mark. If it had to happen in Prince William Sound, which is one of the most beautiful places on earth, then at least let's learn something from this. That hot wash basically wiped out the animals that had survived the initial oiling. It was astonishing. It actually took these beaches that had been treated this way longer to recover than beaches that had been left untreated. It literally bounced the oil into the air and aerosolized a very toxic fraction of oil. There would be no long-term effects from the oil spill. That's what fishermen had been told. Then in 1992, our pink salmon runs collapsed. Scientists had no idea how to conduct an ecosystem study. This had not been even attempted on this scale before. In the winter of 93-94, the scientists came to Cordova and said, we would like your input on how to design an ecosystem study. And really, this was one of the best things that could happen because it started healing. It started bridging the divide between the scientists and the fisher folks. What the scientists discovered was that the 1970 science was all wrong. They did forensic chemistry, is what it's called, and they did kind of sleuthing in the blood work and found these immune suppression, reproductive effects, growth effects, metabolic effects. And ironically, a lot of these similar effects also were being found in people. One of the things, of course, is don't buy from companies that don't match our values. Why do we have to wait every 4 years for a presidential election to express our democratic rights? We should be doing this every day with our pocketbooks. The OSHA safety standards for oil mist were actually based on mineral oil, which is a highly refined, relatively non-toxic compound that you put on babies' bottoms if they have diaper rash. So here we have something that we use in our cars that's not a hazardous waste until it spills. The United States Environmental Protection Agency had listed 22 of these PAHs found in crude oil on its list of super ultra hazardous to humans. What this essentially means is that we need to take the gas out of our gas tanks as well. A study by the National Research Council found that 92% of PAHs that are in our environment are coming from burning fossil fuels. We can actually start reducing these PAHs. I mean, we are the ones that put them into the environment. We can change our habits and take them out. The popular version of the Exxon Valdez story is owned by Exxon. What we'd like to get are congressional oversight hearings on the long-term health effects to people and to the environment. In revisiting the past, we'll be better prepared for the future.